This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix. I had the great opportunity to interview Mr. Richard Jones, also known as Mo Howes, even on Instagram. It's spelled MOHOUZE67 on Instagram. Check him out. We're going to have a great conversation, great topic here. So listen in. All right, everybody. Welcome. This is Irene with CBiz Media. And I actually have one of my Instagram friends on the line, and we're going to talk to them about some cool things, just fun stuff. Okay, so let's get into it. My Instagram friend, Mo Howes. Mo Howes, tell us about yourself, and what is Mo Howes? What is your name about?
Well, Mo Howes 404, I attended Morehouse College in Atlanta for 3 years. Got my degree in English, and because I was repping the school like really, really well with my t-shirts and bags and whatnot, people just started calling me Mo Howes.
That is very cool. So you have an English you have an English degree from Morehouse. That's awesome. So how did you get into the whole thing with the comic book memorabilia? A lot of it is African American based. So how did you get into that?
Well, first, as a kid, I was reading comic books, and when I went into the military and I came back home, my mom had either gave away my comic books or threw them away, and I just kind of like had to start my collection all over again. And then when I was living in Atlanta, I was working with the YMCA down there with 7 and 8 year old boys. And so we were talking about superheroes, and the ones they were talking about were like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and that's cool. But then I realized these are all white guys. They didn't name that one black male character as a superhero. So I had just a few action figures at the time, and so I brought them in during our after school program, and I introduced them to like Black Panther, Falcon, Steel, and Blade, and maybe a couple of others. So we started talking about, you know, the role of a black man as a hero, and my collection just really kind of grew from that conversation with them and exposing them to the heroes and villains and the anti-heroes that look like us.
Wow, that's so cool. What time was that? Like, what year was that when you were doing that?
I want to say maybe around 2006, 2007, somewhere around there.
Wow, that's crazy that in 2006 or 7, it seems like we would have more knowledge of some of the black comic book heroes. In that time, it seems like we would have a little bit more knowledge, but to be honest with you, I didn't really get into it till recently, like Black Panther. You know, I knew about Blade, but I didn't really have the full realization of like how cool black superheroes are. And we really don't have that many to represent us, it seems like it. But from what you're saying, it's a lot more that we just haven't tapped into, or they don't get enough love or publicity or whatever.
Well, okay, like, for example, Batwing. There are two black Batmen out there. The first one, his name is David, and he's an African. And so he's part of Batman Incorporated. And then the second Batwing was the son of Lucius Fox, the tech genius of Batman. And his name is Luke Fox, and he's like a MMA fighter, and I think he was like in some type of military. So when the New 52, when DC launched the New 52, and then they did DC Rebirth, I'm like, where are these characters? Like you gave them their own series, the Batwing series, and it lasted maybe 34, 35, maybe even 40 issues, but like their representation, like in Rebirth, you just don't really see or hear from them anymore. And same thing with Static Shock. Like, okay, when the CW, it might have been the WB back in the day, when Static Shock used to come on Saturday mornings, and, you know, he had his own comic series and everything, But now you don't see him after Rebirth, even though they keep saying he's coming back, he's coming back, he's coming back. But I'm like, when
is he coming back?
You know, he was like a real popular character. So DC doesn't do a really good job of integrating the minority characters. I hate the word minority. They're black characters. You look at Vixen, she's had a presence on the CW's Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow, but where is she in the comics?
So it seems like the comics has some things that, you know, we might not ever really see on mainstream, like some of the... Do you think that it's just like a limited series, or like with some of these black characters that they don't really plan on, you know, continuing them or keeping it going?
Well, I kind of think it's like, okay, if you're familiar with soap operas, it's predominantly written by white people. And they're writing for black characters, they're writing for Latino characters. They don't really have people of color on their writing staffs. And if they do, like, they're maybe one on the staff. And I think that's what's kind of happening with certain comic companies. They just don't have the writers or the artists, that kind of talent on board to write the stories that I think that will interest mainstream comic readers.
So do you know of any black comic book companies? Do you know of any that you can name?
There's one, like, right offhand. Well, not companies, but, like, there's one artist. He's in Indianapolis, and he has his own. His name is Sterling Clark. And he has his own comic book series. And that's really a shame, because the talent is out there. When you go to a Comic Con or a Black Expo, you know, these artists and creators are there and they're looking for the support. So I think they just need that break from being local talent to being, you know, put on board with Marvel, DC, Image, and whoever else is out there.
Yeah. I really like Black Lightning. Can you tell me a little bit of history on Black Lightning? Do you know any history on that show?
Right offhand, the character's name is Jefferson Pierce, and he's like a high school principal. He was a former decathlete from the Olympics. He's like on a genius level, and his father was killed by the 100. He had left town for like a number of years and he came back, and I'm kind of going on the 1970s version because that's kind of like what I remember. I haven't really gotten into the 90s or the updated version that's on the CW now.
That's what the information I wanted to know, like, back in the 70s, was it a show or a comic book? Did it start out as a comic?
It started out as a comic, yes.
So
it's definitely, and I think it ran for like maybe 11 issues, if I'm not mistaken.
So in the 70s and in the 90s, and then it came back like in the 90s as a comic as well?
It came back in the 90s, and he had actually crossed over with Static Shock, and I guess they were trying to set up a mentorship relationship with Black Lightning and Static Shock. But it didn't really go anywhere beyond a couple of issues, I think. And then he became part of Lex Luthor's advisory council when Lex Luthor became president. So I don't really remember just how much action that he was seen as a hero in the early 2000s or whenever Lex Luthor became president in the comics. And now you have the television show, and I think it's been renewed for a third season.
Yeah, I'm really liking that show, and I feel like after Black Panther did so well, I think that's why, another reason why it's doing so well, because of Black Panther. I really think Black Panther broke a lot of records.
Well, my goal is, I hope they integrate him more into the Arrowverse. Seeing as how after this upcoming, the 2019-2020 television season, Arrow's going to be canceled, and this season has been truncated to like 10 episodes. So I know a crisis on Infinite Earths, that storyline from the comics. So I'm hoping they'll find some way to incorporate Black Lightning, Thunder, and Lightning into the storyline. You know, I mean, I'm all fine for Supergirl and the Flash and Arrow and the Legends of Tomorrow saving the world, but you have these other characters who are out there who can do the same thing. So that's kind of like what I'm really, really hoping for when they premiere this next crossover event.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about the origin of Black Panther? Like, when did Black Panther, you know, first appear, like, through comic books or whatever?
Black Panther appeared originally in comics, and coincidentally, he was named at first Black Leopard, and that was to separate him from the Black Panther Party, who had named themselves maybe 2 or 3 months before Stan Lee created Black Panther, the character. But because it didn't really sound like Black Leopard, they went back to Black Panther. So Black Panther, he was the prince of Wakanda, and after the murder of his father, T'Chaka, at the hands of Claw, he ascends to the throne as Black Panther, or King T'Challa. His first series, I think, lasted maybe 14 issues, if I'm not mistaken. So he was like a late 60s, 70s character. And I think when Jack Kirby took over as writer and artist, it became more of a science fiction comic book. And then the title was canceled. And then he came back like in the late 90s and like maybe around 98. And then that's when I think Christopher Priest took over the writing, and then he came back. That series was canceled, and then he came back sometime in the 2000s. And I want to say, oh, geez, I can't think of his name right offhand. I can't think of his name who took over the third series. But then, you know, more recently, like in the last couple of years, they brought back Black Panther back again. And I don't want to mess up the guy's first name, but he's an author, and he's got a couple of books out. So he's become more and more popular, especially with the release of his movie a couple of years ago.
Wow, thanks for just sharing all of this knowledge you have for the comic book legacy and the parts that African Americans have played in creating these different adventures.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix. We're going to take just one moment for a fun fact. Richard, Mr. Mohouse here, told me that he had over 700 black male action figures. That's over 700, so he has quite a collection. Wow.
I have a few more questions for you. So, like, what are you really into now? I know you said you picked up some comic books today, but like, what are some of the stories or art that you're really into right now?
Black Panther, Sam Wilson as Falcon or Captain America. I hate that they canceled his series, but I guess there was not enough interest in his series. I like War Machine. Basically, as long as they're black men, I'll support that comic. Bishop, I like Bishop. I like Luke Cage. I hate that his character, his comic was canceled again.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm trying to get into Miles Morales Spider-Man, and I wish they would bring back Blade. Or, well, now that he's a team member of Avengers, but I wish they would spin him off into his own series again.
Okay, so Blade is a key member of the Avengers?
Yes. Beginning, I want to say with issue 700 that was just recently published or released, he became a member of the Avengers. But he was a key figure with the Mighty Avengers a few years ago, but he was going under the guise of Ronin, and several characters have had that persona. As you know, I don't know if you've seen Avengers Endgame, but Hawkeye was one of the people that became Ronin in the movie, but he was also Ronin in the comics as well as several other people. So Blade was like on a mission to stop some lethal Daywalkers from like taking over the world. So he kind of, at first he was kind of using the disguise of Spider-Man, but then he switched to Ronin, and then it was revealed that he was this particular character, and so he got the Mighty Avengers that was led by Captain Marvel, but not Carol Danvers. It was, what's her name? Monica Rambeau. But I think she was going by the name Spectrum or Photon. Like, I can't remember because she's had so many identities. So yeah, but officially now he's a member of the Avengers.
Okay, so speaking of Endgame, which I did not see yet, what was your take on the film?
If you could just give us like... I enjoyed it. It really tied up 22 films. It was emotional. And I tell people as a writer, when a particular character gets a lot of screen time, you can pretty well bet that something's going to happen to them. So I won't give away any spoilers for those who haven't seen it. But it was emotional. My only gripe is I wish the battle scene was a little bit longer.
The battle scenes, or was this like a major or the main battle scene you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. That was my only gripe, but overall, I give it an A-.
Well, that's a good score. Okay, I definitely have to check that out. I'm really late on checking that one out. But I'm going to get into it. So you are a writer yourself. Do you write any comic books? Have you ever thought about getting into that? So do you write, and what do you write?
I've had two novels published. One was back in 2008. Another one was like back in 2010. No, I haven't thought about writing for a comic book. Yeah, I never thought about it.
You just enjoy what's out there.
Yeah, I guess I would just need to team up with some artists, and maybe some other writers to see where their heads are, and maybe we can throw some ideas against the wall and see what sticks and kind of take it from there. But I think trying to find somebody in Dayton, Ohio is going to be like...
A needle in the haystack or something?
Yeah, because I just don't... I don't know if there's that type of community here. Maybe if I was back in Atlanta, where I know there's plenty of talent, or back in L.A., even New York, which I've never visited, but, you know, I'm sure there's some hungry people out there. But from my understanding, it takes a lot of money to get a comic published.
Yeah. If it was me, I would just do it for the love of just doing it. Because with social media now, you probably could connect with people outside of Dayton that might want to collab with you, and it might not go like really far, but just to say that you did this, and you might gain a few indie fans or whatever. I mean, just to something to think about if you ever wanted to do something like that. You know, it's
cool. Oh, thanks for the idea, because I had never considered it. I mean, I've written two novels, and I just kind of just did it because I just did it. But, yeah, you've kind of put a bug in my ear, so, yeah, I'm looking for that.
Cool. Now, I want to ask you, you were recently at a Comic-Con, so I want to ask you, as far as Comic-Cons and the comic book community, do you feel like a lot of African-American people are participating in that, that we're into that type of thing?
We are. I know, like in L.A., I know in Atlanta, you know, they really participate. And there's like a MegaCon going on in Orlando, Florida. There's this organization, I want to say they're in Philadelphia, that they host a cosplay con like a couple of times a year. So yeah, I mean, they're definitely out there, because I've seen the pictures on Facebook. I've seen them on Instagram. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see when black people dress up as their favorite characters or create their own.
Right. Yeah. I went with my niece last year, and I didn't see a strong African-American presence. I'm in Michigan. So okay. I saw a few of us here and there, but, you know, that's just one area. So I just wanted to see your take on, are we really into that type of thing? Growing up, I was kind of into it, you know. I think a lot of guys are more into it than girls, but there's still some girls into it as well. Because my brother was into it as well when he was growing up, so
I think it just kind of depends on where you are, because, like, you know, we're like in Ohio, we're in Michigan, and I don't want to say like it's frowned upon or looked down on because you're a geek or a nerd, but I think when you don't have that kind of support in those communities, they tend not to participate. But like I said, like maybe LA, Florida, Atlanta, maybe even Seattle, New York, Philadelphia, like where you just have a strong community where these activities occur, that's where people, you know, people feel like, okay, this is a safe space. Let me go ahead and do my thing. Yeah, so I just think I think once they kind of, once again, I think it's just not enough people maybe know about these Comic Cons, because I know I've told a few people at my job, you know, about that I was going to Comic Con here in Dayton, and they were like, oh, Dayton has a Comic Con? So like, right. A lot of people don't know that particular cities have these events going on.
That's true, and I really think it's technically everywhere, like, in every state, there's somewhere. Maybe some people can't get to it if they're in a small town and they can't get to the city or whatever. But yeah, it's pretty much everywhere. You just have to kind of get into it, I guess, and try to explore the community.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us. If you come across any cool tidbits or anything, please keep in touch with me. Message me. I'd like to share more on our podcast. And is there any closing, parting words you'd like to share? Any shout-outs or anything you want to give?
Shout-out to my new Morehouse brothers, because they're graduating tomorrow in Atlanta.
Congratulations.
And to my Spelman sisters, they graduated today. So,
congratulations.
Good luck. You are the future. Yeah, and just keep, you know, support local artists and comic folk, and, you know, try to get to these Comic Cons and, you know, take your place in the world.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.